Okay, we're going to start a Maimon Shmini. It has to do with the Lev Yosin, so it has to do with Mashiach, which is Achon Shal Pesach. Okay, page Yud Ches, in Lukut Teira, Pasha Shmini. It says in the Pasuk, Lev Yosin, Zay Yitzatar L'Sachet Bey. The Lev Yosin you created to play with. Yisab Medeshav Pasha Shmini, Behemoth Lev Yosin. The Behemoth is the Shor Habar. And the Leviosim and Kenigan shall tzaddikim lasud lavi. It's like the circus of the tzaddikim lasud lavi. Behemes nesis Leviosim bekarnov. It says the Shor Habar is going to take its horns and poke the Leviosim, the kerev and rip it apart. The Leviosim nesis the behemes besampina v'necharu. And the Leviosim is going to take its fins and beat up the Shor Habar. And that's going to be the rodeo or whatever, the bullfights. The Leikach Tanin is, and then it says, is this Medrash continues, is this not what it says? Hakel Sheikhtim, Bakel Sheikhtim, everybody can Sheikhtim, you Sheikht with everything, or the Elam Sheikhtim, and you can Sheikht with everything, Chutz Mimagul cuts it, except with an axe, that, like a sickle that has rough edges to it. Ad chiddush teirim, ad chiddush until the chiddush of teirim me'itei teitzei. Shakadosh Baruch Hu yater o shechita zu, and then a davish is going to allow such a shechita. She yishchut alev yosin as behemer v'sampirin with its fins. Normally fins would not be a kosher shechita because it's too rough. L'asad lavei Hashem is going to permit it. Behemer say lehu are these behemers zel inyan shor habar. Okay, so the shor habar and his lev yosin. Shor Habar is going to gore the Leviosin. Leviosin is going to whack the Shor Habar. And this is going to be entertainment for the Tzaddikim Lasud Lavi. So he says, Lahovin Kanigazel Leviosin and Shor Habar, to understand this playing of the Leviosin with the Shor Habar. The Indian, so it says like this. Obviously, it's much deeper than a fish with an axe killing each other. Lingin Kiyesh Beis Mini Tzaddikim. There's two levels of tzaddikim. Ha'alef eitz and shem b'seisim. There are people, the hidden tzaddikim, shavidos and beruchnias. Their aveda is ruchnias, meaning the kavon is alev to do with the kavon of the heart, the yachid yichudim o yainim, to do tremendously great yichudim unities of alokus in a way of aliyas, like a Rashbi. When the Rashbi was in the cave 13 years altogether, there was no question that Arizal in the cave wasn't able to do practical mitzvahs. Matzah, sukkah, lulav, shadaloh, and yizunach, mechruv, vevein, and demaya. Huh? I'm sorry. They were only living from the box and the well of water, the Ivrulu that was created for them. Then if so, they weren't able to keep matzah and pesach. So where did they get it from? They didn't have kiddush al hayayin. So how did they do all these mitzvahs? Not physically. They did it in ruchnias. I mentioned that One time upstairs by the meal, Yom Tov, and the Rebbe would eat upstairs, they would have talk, discussions. So they came down, and the Rebbe asked the Belasian and Nanas then if the people in Russia, communists still existed. He asked them if the Yidden in Russia, Taka got matzah and lulav and all that. And he said he didn't want to tell the Rebbe no, which was the truth, because the Rebbe would be upset. So he lied. He said, yeah, they had. So the Rebbe said that the Jews in Russia were like the level of Rashbi in the cave. They did a bruchnias. They couldn't get a begashmias because they're physically, not that they didn't try. They tried. They couldn't get it. And therefore it says, okay, so, and that, what?
The Rebbe knew that they're not getting it.
Of course the Rebbe knew. He says that the Rebbe would send matzahs to Russia already in Cheshvan. The Rebbe wanted to get things done, not with a commotion. So all the you guys don't remember when it was communist Russia. There was every year was a fight in Purim time. The matzahs said they're going to let it in, and they're not going to let it in. There was a whole fight. The communists didn't let it in. The Rebbe sent matzahs already in Cheshvan. They already started baking matzahs in New York, and the Rebbe would send packages to Russia in Cheshvan because then it was like not the season yet, so it wasn't the commotion. Nobody, so they just let him in because it wasn't time to make a tumult about it. But that's what they used to do. So one level of tzaddikim, like Rashbi and Arizal, they did everything spiritually. Tzaddikim in a revealed way. Shavedos and Megashmis. Bekim and Mitzvahs Maishis. They did their avoid in physical mitzvahs. Vesamacht bechagecha. Shezor gamshocha eretz oyenim. They also brought down these great revelations of Elokus. Mede Hashem. Vasimcho agili eretz oborucho shenim shechum izgala. And this, what was there, they actually brought down Elokus into the Gashmistical world. Vamshocha zoay de am mitzvahs. Bu'uv de dafka. And how did they do it? With physical mitzvahs. The Rashbi and Arizal did it spiritually. How do the other level of tzaddikim do it? They do it begashmis. Commandment Azal, like Chazal de Gemara said, Shavizmana by saying Simcha le Babasar. Simcha was only with meat, the mitzvah, Shami Simcha de Kabonis. Shom Avim Bechol Yamtiv. Vach Shavain Lonu Simcha ele Beyayin. Like he's going to explain later. Okay? So the Peri says like this, there's tzaddikim that did all their avodah spiritually in hidden levels. They didn't bring it down openly down here in Elokus because they didn't have physical mitzvahs. Other tzaddikim do their avodah in physical mitzvahs. Ve'ik and amshocha bepesach aydei matzah ubeshvos aydei matan teira ubesokas aydei soka velulav minov. And that's how they brought down Elokus through all these gashmistical things. All the balad they said without the mitzvahs, without the physical mitzvahs, he efshel lahamshach klal. Okay, they couldn't do it at all. So therefore, what's the Alter Rebbe explaining? There are tzaddikim that are called levyason. There are tzaddikim that are called shorabar. What's the difference between levyason and shorabar? Levyason is a sea creature. So that's the hidden worlds. Those are the tzaddikim that do the avodah ruchnias. And then you have shorabar as the tzaddikim that do the mitzvahs openly in a revealed way. Aval Rashbi shoyim b'chinas of yosin. V'nu neyama does lina b'yabasha. So he said he did avodah in the mitzvah. Okay. V'ine b'emes yev shelagia. Onrir in alokosi yizbarech hayidei avodah gashmis. The truth is you can't reach Elokus only through Avodah Gashmis, Avodah Ruchnis, Shot Tzaddikim and Nal, which are called Nunayama, creatures, sea creatures, Kedogim, Elel, these fish, Shoyim Mechasa Aleihem, that Ayam Mechasa Aleihem, that the sea covered them, Kachem Bechin, is Alma Diskasya. So then those Neshamas come from Alma Diskasya. By the way, it's like Moshe Rabbeinu Min Amayim, Mishisiyu, is also Alma Diskasya. There's many tzaddikim in every generation that are hidden tzaddikim. Like it says, David was mechaber Torah Shalom Aleichem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they did their avodah more in ruchniyistik avodah. That's the level of levyason, which is a sea creature, which is a hidden creature, but levyason comes from the word levi. Levia, accompaniment, binding. His chabas, like it says, apami lovi ishi elai. Okay? Now, where did this thing end? Hold on a second.
Rabbi Yaakov did that too, Rabbi, with the stone, with the sticks and all that.
That was before Matan Tater. We're talking after Matan Tater. Oh, yeah. Okay, turn the page. It's like 12, 13 lines in the top, where it says, Akanaga. Achlias. So therefore, like this. The truth of the matter is, which neshamas are greater? The neshamas of the Levyason. Because they do it all beruchnias. Achliyes ki elamaze o gashmi. But the fact that elamaze is the physical world, you turn the page, 12 lines down. Achliyes ki elamaze o gashmi. Lochein tzorich le tzadikim. Therefore, you also need the tzadikim shavedosim begashmis. The kai mitzvahs maisis. You still need physical mitzvahs also. There's a pillar that's called tzaddik. That means avaid of the tzaddik. That the world stands on. Okay? So there's tzaddikim of Levyasan, the tzaddikim of Sharabad. Levyasan is the tzaddikim that do things baruchnius. Sharabad is the ones that do it begashmius. Yam, yabasha, hidden, revealed. That's the two levels. And then the Gemara also says, anything in the Yabasha exists also in the Yam. Like we learned, half the world, except the Gemara says, is the Chulda. Chulda is only on dry land, not in the sea. Ki be'emes, tzorchlius havaha. Why did they wish to make it in a way, everything from Ngashmius comes from Ruchnius. So why did Hashem make that half the world is Yam, half the world is Yabasha, and whatever is in the Yam is in the Yabasha, whatever is in the Yabasha is in the Yam. Why did they wish to make it like that? Because of Ruchnius is like that. You need both levels. You need Aved of Yam, you need Aved of Yabasha. You need Aved of Levyasan, you need Aved of Sharabad. You need Aved of Tzadikim doing mitzvahs in Gashmis, and you need Tzadikim doing mitzvahs in Ruchnius.
What does it mean, a Tzadik does mitzvahs in Gashmis? Is it always Ruchnius for a Tzadik?
They do physical mitzvahs, they eat matzah, no? They don't eat spiritual matzah, they eat physical lulav esrei.
He was the only one who did things with Ruchnius because he couldn't do it.
He said Arizal also. But Arizal, again, they're avoided. They might have done Gashmistika things, but they're avoided with more Ruchnias. One second. You know, when you learn Gemara and you learn how the Tanoim and Amiroim would keep mitzvahs, how they kept mitzvahs in those days, you would think, without labeling Jews, it was barely conservative. If you learn how the Mishim Adam Gamliel, they had one Esrig. The guy, instead of lighting Chanukah, says, oh, thank God I don't have to go light Chanukah, they're doing it for me in my house. All these things. Their Aveda was not Gash Mitzvah Smashes. Their Aveda was Torah. They accomplished everything through Torah. The miracles were through Torah. Everything they did was through Torah. That was their Aveda. Now, as time goes on, it was Machshava, and then Dibur, and then Maisa. So now, the main Aveda now is action. In mitzvahs, physical mitzvahs. Because this Aved of Tzadikim, that is called the Sea Tzadikim, the Levyasan, in the flow of Gavaya Ma'id, is a very high, lofty level. The Levyasan Aved is a very lofty level. Why? Kamei al derech moshul. Dogim sheshotim biyam, fish that swim in the ocean. Kachim shotim. This is the way the same thing these Tzadikim fly, so to speak, go in the river. Because fish, with one fin movement, they actually go very far. They actually move quicker with the fins than we do. So, with one movement, they do because it's Ruchnius, right? Ruchnius, in one movement, you can accomplish much more than it takes in Gashmius. Because Gashmius, you got a lot of stuff blocking you. Simcha babasar. Shakel lamat b'madrega. Okay? Masha'en kein hiluchem. But on the other hand, the tzaddikim of Levyasan, the Nuna Yama, shulkamash shuldag hayom. Sheshot mikseya elavakatseu. They go from one end of the world to the next. Look at the whales, yeah? They migrate from one end of the world to the next. Kachi luchem beruchnis betisa achas. Therefore, with one fly. Elam umagin lemaila maila. They go infinitely greater. So, what in Inyan, in Aveda, which level is higher? The Levyasan is a much higher level than Sherabar. Because they do everything baruchnius, they move quicker, they accomplish more, they create great yichudim. The ain't that klal. This is nothing compared at all in the level of the Hislavos with the Sichas Adamim, like Avedis HaTzadikim and now, or which is Gashmi, Simcha Babasa, Simcha B'yayin, in a way of Rishbehevi Shalevis. It's like, okay, he says like this. The Yam is cool. The Yam's not hot. The Veda of the Tzadikim in the Yam, he says, it's Kriyas Adam. It's not, the ones that do mitzvahs physically are actually, you know, really heated and excited and physically getting excited. But the Tzadikim of Nun Yam are very calm.
But the Arizal would sweat when he was there.
Yeah, so.
That's pretty hot.
He did. The Arizal was a combination of both. Okay, so he says like this. Adrab Kiris Adam Mubanachas. Okay. Ubatisa achas. Just skip the two lines. Tisa Magin Lamaila may be Afshilvai Davar Zeb Dibar Echumahu. He says you can't explain this even verbally to explain how it works. Lachain Lakim Rashbi be Yesa Bemari Kama Mitzis Maisis. Therefore that Izo didn't have to. If you think about it, if the Rashbi had to do the mitzvahs, why didn't the Hashem give him the opportunity to do the mitzvahs? So the answer is he didn't need the mitzvahs because he didn't Baruch Nias. It's like we learned many times, Mesiras Nefesh means you could jump off the roof, but Mesiras Nefesh doesn't mean you could jump from the floor up. That's impossible. Mesiras Nefesh means I could do something crazy. I could jump off a roof, yeah? But to say Mesiras Nefesh means jumping from the floor to the roof, that's impossible. So the Rebbe explains, there are certain, and this is what the Chassidus explains about the Rashbi and the Ma'ariv and all that. Mesiras Nefesh means I don't have a pair of tefillin, I'm willing to walk 10 miles to get it. Well, that's Mesiras Nefesh, right? It's difficult. I'm not dying for it, but I'm moving. It's difficult. But then you have a situation, like Chassidus explains, they lock you up in prison, not because of anything you did. You didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, they just take you and lock you up in prison, and therefore, in Russian prisons, you didn't have tefillin. So what do you mean, Mesiras Nefesh? Mesiras Nefesh means to what? To break out of jail? It's impossible. So what does it mean, Mesiras Nefesh for tefillin? So the Rebbe explains that what it is when Hashem puts you in that situation, Hashem does not want you to put on tefillin. Why? How do you know that? Because Hashem put you in that situation where it's impossible to put on tefillin. It's not even Shech Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh means it's difficult, almost impossible, I'll do it anyway. This is mamish impossible, you can't do it, there's no tefillin, what are you going to do? So what does Hashem want? What Hashem wants is that a person should feel terrible that he's not able to do the mitzvah. That's what the Eibishter wants. Now the guy can come along and say, okay, you know what, I don't have any tefillin today. There's it, and then I can't do it. Or like we discussed, in Russia it was very difficult to do Kiddush Levon in the winter. The clouds, you know, Russian winter, right in Moscow, even during the winter. Bunch of clouds, it's impossible. You know, let's say pre-airplane time. You can't fly above, you can't take a helicopter above the clouds, yeah? So, who puts you in that situation you can't do Kiddush Levana? Hashem made that situation that you can't do Kiddush Levana. So, is a Jew to be blamed for not being able to do Kiddush Levana? 100% not. So, what does it mean, though? What does Hashem want? Hashem wants we should be like a Rebbe Lubavitcher. The Pilopatcher, one time in Russia, it was the winter, there was no Levana. He actually wrote a pidyon to the Tzemach Tzedek, and he said, you have to do a miracle to get the Levana, because if not, I'm not going to be able to survive not doing Kiddush Levana. I don't think any of us on that level, that if there's no Levana, we're not going to be able to survive. Maybe there's no chocolate to me, maybe we won't be able to survive. But if there's no Levana, I don't think it's going to be that we're not going to be able to survive. But by Rebbe Lubavitcher, yeah, he could have said, you know, David should said no Levana. Okay, no Levana. David should did it, not me. I didn't do it. Hashem did it. No, what does Hashem want in that situation? That you should feel bad that you don't can't do Kiddush Levana. There was 1 year in New York. I remember the year I was there then. It was pouring, not the California rain that, you know, drips every 10 minutes, one drop. It was pouring the whole Sukkot, from the beginning of Sukkot to the end of Sukkot. Non-stop. Heavy rain. And the Rebbe was demanding the Chassidim to Fabreng every night. So they wrote a tzettel to the Rebbe. It's printed in the back of the Sikhs already. They wrote a tzettel to the Rebbe. Rebbe, you know, we only eat in the Sukkah, and we have to Fabreng in the Sukkah. And look what's going on here. So the Rebbe's answer was, the fact that you already ate meals in the Sukkah that day, so why is Hashem doing this now? Because obviously Hashem wants you should Fabreng in the comfort of a home. Nothing, L'chaim, remember then. So they Fabreng, the middle of Futufas was there then, that year. I don't know which year it was. Lamed. Could be either Lamed Zion or Lamed Ches. I don't remember which year it was. So the Mendel Futsal, if you know upstairs Zal in 770, so outside the windows, right outside the windows, the Sukkah. So they were for bringing inside. But the Mendel Futsal, when he wanted to say L'chaim, he opened the window and he stuck most of his body outside into the Sukkah. Reishiv Rubi stuck into the Sukkah. He made L'chaim and then came back and continued for bringing. No, it was impossible. It was pouring. You kidding? One time, the Rebbe came into Fabreng, Tovshin Chav Ches.
They said Kiddush in the Sukkah, no?
And yeah, but to sit in Fabreng, it's old and so you eat. You can gobble up, and in 10 minutes, you're home, inside. One time, the Rebbe came in the Shabbos Cholam Eid Sukkot. Yom Tov was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos that year. So, Friday night, the Rebbe Fabreng, but there was no Kesh Bracha. So, Kesh Bracha, the Rebbe would give out Shabbos day. After the Fabreng, the Rebbe gave out Kesh Bracha. That day, it was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. The Rebbe came into the Fabreng Shabbos afternoon, was pouring, pouring. The Rebbe walked into the Sukkah, wearing his coat. The Rebbe Shabbos only wore coats outside in the street Shabbos. He didn't go without a coat. No matter how 100 degrees, the Rebbe wore a coat. Either he didn't wear his kapata, or wore a coat over the kapata. In the street, the Rebbe never didn't go Shabbos without a coat. So, the Rebbe walked into the Sukkah and took off his coat. The Rebbe took off his coat and told all the old chassidim around him, take off their coats. The Rebbe said, you're sitting in a sukkah, what do you need a coat for? It was pouring. The Rebbe fabrenged, and then he finished fabrenging. The Rebbe gave a bracha, nobody should get sick. And then after the fabreng, the Rebbe gave al-kaisha bracha. So we're bachrim standing in the sukkah, and the sukkah was dripping. So by the end of the fabrenging, the inside of our hats were orange, and all our shirts, whole thing of the shirt was mamish orange. So we didn't want to go to Kesha Bracha like that. So we ran across the street, a bunch of guys, to change your shirt. You're going to go to Rebbe with an orange shirt. Anyway, we changed the shirt turned orange anyway. From the... And the Rebbe fabrenged in the sukkah. He was not a longer fabrenging, it was a shorter fabrenging, but... The Rebbe said, in the sukkah, take off your coat. You know, what do you need a coat for? Okay, so he says, "Vizel inyan sempor shalavyasan." That's the fins of the levyasan shebehem ushat minakot lachein ha'elam kula emir alavyasan. Therefore, like he said before, there's one tzaddik that the world stands on, shemak of kula elam. Like it's known in the words of the Midrashim that the Levyasin is traveling, you know, swimming all around the world. So what's going to happen? Ulaos is when Mashiach comes. What does the Midrash say that he quoted at the beginning of the Maimed? The Shadabad is going to gore the Levyasin with its horns. And the Levyasin is going to smack the Shadabad with its fins. Yasa Mechama im Sharabad is going to make a fight with the Sharabad, and Vishchatana ben Sampirav is going to shecht the Sharabad with its fins. It's going to actually take the fin and shecht the Sharabad. So he says like this, Kine Aveda Tzadikim Shebuchinus Hashenus Nikr Shorabod. The second, Avod of Tzadikim, that are on dry land, the Shorabod, Pene Asher Mi Asmel, because what's the source of the Shor? And the Merkava, the Shor is on the left, which is not Chesed, which is the level of Gvura. El Shuhu Bar Vizach. Okay? Shor Habod, Bar comes from the word Bar Vizach, meaning pure, refined. The Shor Habod, yeah, it's a Shor, it's an ox, but it's a very refined Shor. Even though it comes from the left side of the Merkava, but it's still refined. Kine Gam Avidosim B'Maisa Gashmis. What do you think? These tzaddikim, when they eat meat, is to get fressed up? No. So what do you think? What do you think? The tzaddikim, when they do get simcha by eating meat and drinking wine. He said, what do you think? The tzaddikim simcha is fressing the meat and drink, getting drunk? No. It was elevating those sparks. So what's the aved of Shor Habod? The aved of the Shor Habod is eating gashmis, but elevating the sparks to Kedusha. That's the simcha. It's not a simcha of enjoying a good steak. It's the ruchnis to think of it. Okay, then we'll learn why he had to shech them.